the Lord gave me this thought about 2.5 weeks ago. I was studying on something I preached on a couple of Sundays ago about silence and the lambs. And he told me I was going to have to preach on that during this revival. I didn't know when it would be. And I'll be honest with you, I was hoping it was going to be further down the week and I'd have a little bit more time to study, but I just can't get away from it. I promise you, I've tried all day, but it just won't leave me. Brother Casey read the scriptures last night, and he done a wonderful job preaching. I'm not trying to add to that, but I promise you this was on my heart for 2.5 weeks. He read from Isaiah 53 last night. I'm going to read from Isaiah 53 tonight. My thought is a sheep before her shears. And I don't reckon I've ever heard nobody preach on this before. And I've tried my best to study as much as I can, prepare myself. And I've asked God to help me. And that's all I know to do is preach you what he give me. And so I'm going to try to do the best I can. Brother Casey talked a whole lot about the physical parts our Lord went through for us, how he was beaten. And he got on some about our sins being laid upon him. But I want to get into that just a little more tonight. And y'all pray for us as we try to get this. If you want to turn your Bibles to Isaiah 53, then we're going to take a text from Hebrews chapter 9. I believe it's the 28th verse. It's the last verse of the chapter. But that's where we'll take our text from. But we're going to read from Isaiah 53, and that's where our thought's coming from. And I want you to know right now, I believe everything in the Bible and the Old Testament points towards Jesus. Amen. I love types and shadows. That's always been something I love to study. I love to see Jesus in everything. I can see him in the sunshine. I can see him in the moon. I can see him in the grass. I can see Jesus everywhere. I see him in these little children running around here. But I love to study these type of things, and this is something he laid on my heart. And I pray that tonight, if you're here lost, I pray that I'd be able to bring this out this close how he showed me, that you'd be able to see what our Lord and Savior done for us. And it's very important that we get a hold of that. We've got to see ourselves for what we are and see him for what he is and what he was willing to do for us. And who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him a tender plant as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. And surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like our sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from the prison and from the judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For his transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich. And his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days and his pleasure. The Lord shall prosper in his hand, and he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied, and his knowledge shall by the righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he buried the sin of many and made intercessions for the transgressors. And then we're going to go over here to Hebrews and take our text, and then we're going to try to come back and look at this just a little bit. And I want to look at different places in the scriptures about where it says that he bore our sins before we get into our thought. It says, I'm going to read the 27th verse also, as it was appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And y'all pray for us tonight. I need the Lord. We can't do this without him. And I'm not a smart man, but I'm smart enough to know that. And our thought come out of the 7th verse. And at first it says it's a lamb before the slaughter. And I'll pray to preach on that someday, but that is not where our heart is. And our thought is the sheep before her shears, as a dumb soul, he opened not his mouth. And I want us to look at this tonight. And you might say it's talking about a sheep. I want you to realize there's a picture in that. I want you to realize there's a her here tonight. And we represent him. And so do this sheep here. I represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it said that our iniquities were upon him, and through his stripes we are healed. And so we realize we've read enough here tonight in this 53rd chapter to know that all the sins of mankind was laid upon him. And so we know that tonight, but we want to read to you in just a few other places. Casey quoted this last night in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he made him to be sin who knew no sin. We find over in Peter, it says it like this, in his own self by our sins. And this is 1 Peter chapter 2 and 24. We'll read 25 too. Who has his own self by our sins in his own body and on the tree, that we be dead to sin should live unto righteousness, whose stripes ye were healed. And for ye were sheep going astray, but ye are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. So I will read another place or two here in a minute, but I want us to try to get a hold of this. Everything that ever sinful thing's ever been done, every sinful thing you ever done, every sinful thing I ever done, was laid upon our Lord. As he was as a sheep that went before her shears. It says in this same, over in Leviticus in the 16th chapter, it talks about the scapegoat. It says over there that high priest Aaron was to take his two hands and lay it on the head man that scapegoat, and then a fifth man was to take him, and all the iniquity of the people was laid upon that goat, and then a fifth man was take him and turn him into the wilderness. That was a picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our scapegoat. And I also believe he was a picture of him at the one that was slain also. I believe both of them, you know, was a picture of our Savior. I think all of it, when you look at it, is a picture of our Savior. So all the sins was laid upon that goat. And I want you to know all of our sins was laid on Jesus. And for us to be able to get a grasp on that, every time I think back in my life, some of the things, listen to me, lost friend tonight, some of the things I've done, some of the things I'm so ashamed of, I wouldn't want my wife or nobody else to know. But God, my Savior, died for these things. They were on him. And I want you to realize how tonight, always your sins. If you've been saved for 50 years, all the things you've done through time, and the Lord took them on. He felt them. They were laid on him. And it said it pleased the Lord. Because justice had to be paid. Lost friend, he was willing to come and die for me and you. It says in the third chapter in the 18th verse, it said, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." He laid down his life and he raised it up again. He's the only one's ever done that. That's the reason we are justified. Without that, we'd have no hope. He gave himself. They didn't take his life. He gave it. He went as a lamb before the slaughter, a sheep before the shears. I talked about that silence in the lambs. Over in Matthew, well, you can read it in the Gospels. He didn't speak up for himself. He was quiet. Why? Because he loved you. But I thought about so many years, and as I studied on it 2.5 weeks ago, why, Lord, was he quiet as a sheep before shears? I don't understand that, Lord. And then I begin to think about my old daddy-in-law. And I'm going to tell you about some things that I learned as a young man. I started dating my wife, and he had sheep. I didn't know a thing about sheep. Still don't know a whole lot about them. But he had no sheep. And I begin to think about the sheep before the shears. And I begin to think about, well, when did they shear the sheep? When did they do that? It was in the spring of the year. It was before it got hot weather. They usually, they had little baby lambs. There was a man, Mike Whittymore's daddy, I can't remember his name, but he was the one that come and sheared the sheep. And I began to think about, Lord, I know what time of year it was, and that's important, and we're going to get to that. Amen. It was in the spring of the year. And I began to think about, why were they quiet? And then I remembered what my old daddy-in-law told me. And I got to researching it, sure enough. That was it. He was on it. He told me when we caught the sheep, he said, "You wrap your arms around their front legs up over their shoulder. Let their back be against you. And you set them down on the rump." And it's called rumping the sheep. And when we would do that, I remember now, they would just sit down and surrender. They was peaceful. They was quiet. They didn't fight. And then they would take it. Then he'd come over and he would start shearing him. And I thought, that's why he was so quiet.
He never spake his wife used a sheep before the shears. And I thought about it was in the spring of the year. And we read over in Exodus chapter 12, the Lord told Moses, he said, this shall be the first month of you of the year. And that month was not said. And he told him on the 10th day of that month, he said, you take up a young lamb. And on the 4th day, you sacrifice it. You know what time of year that is. March or April, every time when Easter comes around, we still keep it by the Jewish calendar. It changes every year. So in March or April, is when they offered their lamb for the Passover. That was the same time of year their Lord was crucified and resurrected. I believe he was crucified on the 14th day, and I believe it to be a Wednesday. You can argue with me all you want to. I believe it was 3 days. I believe it's Matthew 12:48 talks about it. I'm pretty sure it is. He says, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. So I believe it was 3 days and 3 nights. Every bit of it, I think it was right on the money. Perfect, just like our Savior is. I want you to realize that tonight. So it was done at that time of year. And that was the same time of year they sheared the sheep. They sheared them once a year. And I done said they'd have baby lambs. We'd catch the sheep, we'd set them down, and he'd begin to shear them, and they'd quit fighting. I remember watching Dr. Poe here a while back. I kind of see this stuff I watch, a veterinarian show. And he went to work on this old sheep, and that's the first thing he done. He went over and caught that sheep, and he set it right down, and he said, this will calm that sheep. And I remember that, and I thought, that's good stuff. Lost friend, this is getting into a point where my thought come from. I looked up today. I thought, I wonder how much weight was ever in a fleece after they sheared one. And I believe the record was 78 pounds. And I thought, what a weight on a little sheep. The average sheep probably weigh 120, 25 pounds. If you don't think that's a lot, there's a bunch of it. I thought about the weight that was on her Lord. Brother Kyle told us a few years ago, he said he was out in Missouri. He said he saw this old sheep. He finally sent me a picture of it. He took a picture of it. An old sheep. She was swelled up with her wool. She looked like she was as big as it was filled. Whatever filth you can imagine. I remember when we catch them sheep, after a year of them not being sheared, they would be nasty. That would be everything in them, tangled in, knotted in. Brother Kyle was telling us about the sheep, and he said the Lord showed him something in that. He went to tell us, and Sister Lynn said, it's still a sheep. And we all recognize it being us. But I want you to say something tonight. They showed me. Oh, It ain't only a picture of me and you. It was a picture of our Lord. I want you to know, his Father. Oh, Father, why have thou forsaken me? To his Father, he looked like that sheep. Oh, the weight of the world on him. Oh, the sin of the world on him. Oh, I can't imagine that when Kyle told him, I thought, boy, I'm still a sheep. But I want you to know he was still God.
Amen. Amen. And I thought about him shearing old sheep. You know what would happen when he got done shearing them? That sheep that you couldn't eat, that looked like your picture, Kyle, you'd turn it loose and be white as snow. Not a blemish about it. You'd turn them loose, and you know what happened? Lambs, I even asked her about today. I know she thought I was crazy. I said, do you remember when we get to shearing the sheep? The lambs didn't even recognize their mama. Oh, you take that the way you want to. You can decide how that is. But I want you to know you turn them sheep loose and they'd be running around after her trying to find her mother. Didn't even recognize her anymore. Pure white. White as snow. Cleaned up. That's what my Father can do.
Amen.
He resurrected out of the grave. I want you to know he laid down his life for you. He laid down his life for me. He took it all. And then he raised up out of the grave. And then I thought, I kept getting hung up on her. Kept getting hung up on her. And then he said, what's your problem? He said, you're her. And I'm your body. We represent Christ. We are the body of Christ. And then I begin to think about me getting sheared. See, this flesh never gets saved. But I want you to know one day it's going to get changed. Did you pay any attention to what I read to you earlier? It said in that Hebrews, it said, so Christ was once offered to bear our sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I want you to know, honey, he won't be buried it the next time we see him. He's going to come back in all his glory, perfectly white. And I want you to realize I'm going to be changed, and so are you. If you've been saved by God's grace, we're going to have a body that is likened unto him. Oh, we're going to be perfectly white inside and out in that day. I want you to know, a sheep before the shear. Brother Casey talked about, before they put him to sleep, before they put that mask off of you, come. I want you to know why you must come. The one that
saved your soul, had you up under the shoulders. He was holding you. That's the reason you wasn't fighting. Yeah, that's real. God has got us in his arms.
Y'all pray for me just a little longer. I'm about to get done, about to run out of breath and voice. John said it like this in the 3rd chapter, 1 John. Well, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. I want to tell you something. Honey, I may not be much to look at now, but someday after a while I'm going to be likened unto him. I'm going to have a body like his. One that just like that old sheep when we turned it loose, it's going to be perfectly white. He said in Philippians chapter 3 and 21, who shall change your vile body that man may be fashioned like unto his glorious body according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself? In Ephesians, you back up there, chapter 5, he said he's going to present his church to him, spotless, without a blemish, without anything. Amen. That's where your her comes in. Amen. Honey, I want you to know she's going to be sparkly clean. She's going to be white as snow. You won't find nothing about that. I thank God for an old man named Sherman Willis. He didn't care much for me. I drove up there in a little Datsun B210, crawled up over them rocks. And he said, sound like a bumblebee coming up that hill. But every time I come, he'd give me a job to do. I'd pack water a while, then I'd go check on the baby lambs. He'd say, I think I got a sheep missing up on the hill. You go make sure she's okay. Check on them lambs. He's still the shepherd, still checking on the lambs. Amen. He taught me some things that has stuck way back in this old dull mind of mine. But I believe in all my heart. You may not believe it. That's up to you. But I believe he was likened unto a sheep. Under her shears. He was like that old sheep that Kyle told us about. With our iniquities all over him. You know that's why we got to take our yoke upon him? We can't carry that mess. That's why we need him. Lost friend, listen to me tonight. You have no idea what he's done for you. The older I get, the more real it gets to me. What a price was paid for something like me. Why he would bear the things I done? Why would he give his life for me, That's what it boils down to. And it's going to boil down to, when we say the world, it seems like a lot. But I'm telling you tonight, he done it for you. In the 17th chapter of John, Casey talked about it last night. He said, I pray for these only, but those that believe upon the word, he prayed for you. Amen. He prayed for this night that you can be saved. You can be cleaned up tonight. He roped them. They just calmed themselves. I don't know about y'all, but I can just see the Father holding him while he stood in front of that mock jury, that trial, when they accused him of lying, or they lied and accused him of things, end up crucifying because he said he was the Son of God, and he was. It was a false charge because he was. He was the Son of God, but it wasn't blaspheme. I believe he held on to him. But I believe at 12 o'clock during the day when it got dark, in the sixth hour of the day, when darkness come upon earth, her sins was imputed to him. He looked like that sheep Brother Kyle sent me a picture of. When I saw it the first time he sent it to me, boy, I rejoiced in it. I thought, I'm still a sheep. But when he showed me the picture of him, and I realized part of that mess that was on that sheep was me, it was so kind of hard to rejoice in it anymore. But I thank God tonight that he loved me. I thank God tonight he loved you. I beg you tonight to seek the Lord.
Amen.
This may not be what y'all was expecting to hear on a Wednesday night of the revival, but I promise you 2.5 weeks ago, God said, you preach this, and you don't know how hard it was that Sunday to stay away from it. But when he tells you to do something, you better do it.
Amen.
I'd been afraid he'd stir up my dead if I'd mention one thing about it. He said, you wait to the revival and you tell them about what I done for you and done for them.
Amen.
That's my thought. If you got a song.